This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. The question we are asking in this segment, and I did tweet it out on Twitter, at in the Majors on, or I guess X.
I'm never going to say X.
I feel like I'm just going to stick with what I know. Feels like the only good approach there. The question is, what is your favorite moment of instant karma? Now, we can call it sports karma if you want. A lot of people on my Twitter X have been saying it is when they traded Luka and immediately started tanking. Like that's their favorite moment of instant karma. I don't love that so much because I like watching my teams win, but I understand where people are with their emotions right now. I also got this morning. Who the F keeps coughing? Am I hearing things? I'm so confused.
Oh, no.
And in which I replied at 10 o'clock this morning, I inhaled a pork rind and it's in the lung. And then moments later, person replied, Corey, I want to personally apologize for complaining about the coughing. Karma hit me with this everything bagel and I thought I was dying. See, it happens to the best of us. And that person did reply back later after I teased and said, sigh, I bring myself to the mercy of the court. I was a victim of karma this morning. And I apologized to that person for trying to tell them how to fan earlier when I said move on. I don't want to tell anybody how to fan. But instant karma, we've seen it happen in many ways, shapes, and forms throughout the world. Somebody said it's not quite the same. But LeBron James, whenever he decided I'm going to Miami to get a microwave NBA championship, just put it in the nuker and I'm ready to go. And then the Mavericks said, hey, we deserve ours first.
Whoops.
Dirk definitely deserved his first. But this was being played out at a Mets, and somebody on Twitter X said this exactly. This was being played out at a Mets spring training game where one of the fans was standing just behind Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's standing just behind Juan Soto in right field, and he's chanting this.
Overpaid! Overrated! Overpaid! Overrated!
And this dude continued to carry on just like that constantly, at which point Juan Soto turns around and stares at the man. Lines him up, says, all right, okay. And I believe it was his next at bat when Juan Soto gets up to the plate. So he's out in right field, goes in, gets up to the plate, and absolutely nukes a pitch right over the fence at this dude.
Shut up.
Aimed it right at this guy.
Oh.
And just boom. The funniest part about this, though, is because that is high-level ability. to be like, I'm the greatest player. Watch this. I'm going to hit a home run right at you because you were talking trash to me. The best part about it, though, is the dude puts his hands up to catch the ball. And it goes right through his hands and lands behind him, and he falls down on the grass in the outfield.
Oh, my gosh.
And for That's me, amazing. That is absolutely hilarious karma right there, where that dude is chanting at this guy. And Juan Soto said, I'm the bearer of karma for you. And he did it all on his own, just drilled one at somebody. 877-881-1053 from the 817. Chapman drilling that poor Astro player seemed like instant karma just for being an Astro.
That was awesome. And I get it. If that was against my team, I'd be like classless in Bush League. But since it was for my team, clearly I think it's fine.
Yes. No, that definitely, that was, we all loved that moment because of the way that we felt the Astros yes. were treating things. And totally. Then next year, then their dude threw, and he was with Tampa at that point, but he ended up throwing it.
Yeah.
Josh Young.
Good for them. They didn't win that turn. They didn't win that World Series either.
It's always the fighter showboating before getting knocked out. There's nothing better.
So the most famous example of that, that I think will ever be, is Anderson Silva against Chris Weidman. Oh no, not the second fight where he broke his leg in half.
Yeah.
No, it was... It looked like, because he had done the same thing against Forrest Griffin, where Anderson Silva was like, I don't think you're good enough to be fighting me right now. I think he did it to Damian Maia, too. And so it looked like he faked kind of falling backwards and getting knocked out against Chris Weidman. And then Weidman caught him for real. But the people I was watching it with, it wasn't an immediate reaction because we still thought maybe Anderson Silva was doing a bit, except this time he was going to fall all the way to the ground. And then you're like, oh my God, he really might be out. It's just boom, boom, boom. Lost the fight. Lost his undefeated UFC record. It was amazing.
From the 425, Vince McMahon tearing both quads at the 2005 Royal Rumble after storming to the ring all mad.
That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in wrestling, especially because you know like all the things you know about Vince McMahon now. So it was John Cena and Batista, and they weren't supposed to tie and go out at the same time. Batista was supposed to win, but they screwed it up. So Vince McMahon does his Vince McMahon strut down there, gets in the ring, and then it looks like a sniper shot both of his legs because he just crumbles. And then he's in the corner sitting like he just got told, you're bad. And he was like, hey, tell him to restart the effing match. And they had to like take him out of the ring. That was amazing.
From the 817, the MLB Network guy that put the Yoshi start, Yamamura start for the Dodgers on no hitter alert before the game. And before first pitch, and Jazz Chisholm then hit the first pitch out. That was instant karma right there for sure. Welcome to the MLB.
Can I read this one? Because this is mine. Anytime you're following the road laws and some numbskull gets pulled over right in front of you, first of all, thank you for using the phrase numbskull.
I love that
I haven't
phrase,
used it in a while. I'm going to now. This is what happened to me. I didn't understand. I was in the center lane driving through a school zone. It wasn't packed car to car with people around me. And this dude is just laying on his horn. And I'm going, you know, I don't know, 18, 20 miles an hour. And so he just dashes around me to the left and almost, like, he didn't quite peel out, but it was very aggressive the way it was. And he drove right to where a cop was. Now, like, he didn't hit the cop car, but immediately got pulled over. And I did the most over-exaggerated laugh when I drove by, just hoping that he would see me. Because I was like, yeah, hey, dipwad, you shouldn't be speeding through a school zone. But he got a ticket, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, the something kind of like that happened to me. This is my favorite moment. We were at the longest light in DFW is what I like to call it. It's at Ferguson and 635.
Okay. I want to bring that question up another day.
Okay.
Where is the longest light in DFW? Because people will have thoughts.
Dude, I remember just because we lived right there at like Saturn, Northwest Highway area, and constantly we would have to go through that light. It was just the longest light. But we're sitting there and I look over and there's this dude with his window down just mean mugging us. I mean, just... And he just looks at us and flips us off and throws the F word out at us.
Oh, dear.
And the light turned green, so we started pulling forward. And this dude punched it to keep up with us. and the car in front of him had not moved. He was still staring at us when the airbag went off and hit him in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
And my window was down at this point, and I laughed so hard. We all were just, there were three of us in the car just cackling at this dude who now had to deal with, we don't even know why he was mad at us. We have zero clue.
You had no clue?
Have no clue what he was upset about. That's but for amazing. Whatever reason, he decided to flip us off and call us the F word and all sorts of stuff. And then he just plowed into the back of somebody else's car. And I did not live in Saturn. I lived on a street called Saturn Road in Garland.
You got Plano money. I don't know.
It was in Garland. I only had Garland money at that point. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right, man. Garland?
I live in Garland.
I know. I lived there for a while. I know exactly what that's all about. So yeah, you can go ahead and, by the way, as you're texting in more of your instant karma moments in life, Cooper Kupp has been informed that he is released from the Rams.
He said that was probably going to happen today.
We immediately got a text from one of our friends, that says that it is an alert. Cowboys not in mix for Kupp from Bleacher Report.
Because we're going to get Stephon Diggs.
Cooper is not on Dallas's radar
for
now.
Oh, my gosh.
But I guess that is the question is, how fast do you expect that to move? How fast can that move,
you know,
with him being released? And he's known about this for a while.
The Bosa and Adams thing moved pretty quickly. And I bet this one will move quickly, too, because teams inquired about a trade. And then they were told, like, hey, we're looking for blah, blah, blah. And they were like, okay, not interested. I'll just wait till you release him. So I bet there are plenty of teams that he's talked with already.
What time does that?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock is when the official, real free agency does begin. So,
people can talk now. You've already seen
everybody
it. This
talks.
Is legal tampering.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, it is part of the legal tampering approach there for sure. Also, have you seen this from Cameron Wolf, Kevin? We just, this was sent to us from our good friend Ivan. Cameron Wolf with Josh Allen on the perception of taking less in his extension. Quote, what's $5 million more going to do with my life that I can't already do right now? It's not that crazy to me. I live a pretty good life. I wasn't looking to kill them in every chance I could. I told my agent that.
You're damn right. And that's why a lot of times I think the NFLPA or just players associations in general should shut the hell up. You, the agent, work for me. Uh-huh. If I say get the deal done, get the deal done. And they're like, oh, you could have made $62 million instead of $55 million. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to be okay. And I'm going to take that. That's the other thing I don't understand. The NFLPA is like, oh, you're robbing future players of getting more money. Or you're providing more money for other underpaid players to potentially up the value of other positions besides just quarterback. What a foolish thing to take.
There is that idea, though, that the company is always trying to squeeze more work out of you. Go ahead and try and squeeze all the money you can out of them.
That's for sure. But Josh Allen knows if his company succeeds, he gets all the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas most companies, you don't say, well, we're here today for Phil from accounting. He has made our company the most profits in history. Like, that doesn't happen. But in the NFL, that's the only person you really care about.
Yeah, you got a really good point there, because even after his career, if he's winning,
yeah,
he has a long life of other things. The other thing, too, is I guess when you're engaged to a movie star, that kind of helps.
Oh, so she's probably got lots of money, too.
Like, just okay. Like, yeah, she might end up having more money than him in the grand scheme of things. Kind of like the Tom Brady Giselle relationship.
Oh yeah,
where she was making all the money and he was just like, I have to win all these Super Bowls just to try and keep up with her. How am I even gonna ever do something like that?
And then she's like, you know what, I'll go for this trainer.
I want to point out what Josh Allen said was not us trying to set up Dak here. All right, nobody's upset about Dak and his money that he signed with. Stay out of Dak's pocket, y'all.
I've said this for years. I'm more upset that our front office is so bad at this.
From the 903 bank manager here, my regional boss made a surprise visit today. I'm hoping some instant karma happens to him. Like, what? What do you want to happen to your manager?
Do you think he kind of hopes that guy gets, or lady, gets trapped in the vault? Or I don't know if that ever actually
trapped happened. In the vault.
Yeah.
Banks have vaults still?
I don't know.
Everything's online, right?
It's all crypto.
Yeah, it's all Bitcoin now. Ish. Nobody, Bitcoin's what tech's where it's at. Why are you?
Or Ethereum.
All of our gold is supposedly in Fort Knox.
Okay, stop. I know what you're doing now. We sent somebody to go investigate that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did they do it?
I don't know. They're supposed to.
If you've been to Fort Knox, I'd like to hear from you right now. 877.
Do they let regular people go into Fort Knox? I
don't know. What is the security at Fort Knox? Is there a huge perimeter fence that you got to get through just to get to there? And then you got to drive like a mile to get to the fort. Is it in a tree? You know, like, is it a good, ooh, is it one of those?
Do you think the Fort Knox building should be made out of all of the gold? Because no one's going to be able to just lift a solid gold building and get it out of there.
That is a good question.
Now, they might chip a little piece off, and that could hurt.
It might melt in the sun.
Is that? I don't think that is how.
Were you ever found gold above ground? No, you find it underground.
Okay, but so gold doesn't melt at 100 degrees.
Where the ground's cold.
If gold is melting on the surface of the earth, we're all dead anyway.
From the 214 karma, when T.O. got planted the football on the Cowboys star and got checked by George Teague.
Mm. You're
damn right.
That's true.
George Teague, we love you. He's awesome, by the way. He also, by the way, morning show, he texted me the other day and said, thanks for the shout out. So
very
wanted
cool
to just throw that. Our boy George Teague's always listening. Now, banks do still have vaults from the 817. That is good to know.
Okay.
Most banks do not have walk-in vaults, though, from the 903. So there's,
because like every movie or TV show you've ever seen, they spin a giant wheel and then they pull this enormous door back.
And the only way to get to it, if you don't know the code, is to drill some giant hole in it and then hope that you know what to do from there.
Yeah, or if you have a stethoscope, apparently you can break it. But I'm a big fan of the biggest wheel in the world that you have to turn to open the
giant. And only one person. Yeah. Like, it's only one person. They're like, oh, this is easy. Why is the wheel so big? It doesn't make any sense. I do appreciate the person that texted in and said, all of the gold is stored in the C block. I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's
makes the
nice.
1 o'clock hour very, very, very fun. That's C block, Kevin.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll puck around and find out a pretty positive update for Ropey, and we will talk with FC Dallas forward Logan Farrington next on The Fan.
Duchesne across, shot, score! And it is Mikko Rantanen. A laser on the power play. Rantanen in his Dallas debut has his first goal.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. In about 7 minutes or so, we will talk with Logan Farrington, the big dog from FC Dallas. But right now, we're going to puck around and find out. We've got updates for Ropey and then a story we really want to dive into for Mikko Rantanen. And I think this update it's positive for the Stars.
Absolutely is.
So Ropey Hintz avoided a facial fracture. And that was the concern after he took a puck to the face in the game against Edmonton, which still horrifying. So Jim Nill said that Hintz was evaluated by doctors on Monday. He said that to DLLS. And that he's doing fine. He's back here in town. He saw the doctor yesterday, and it was good news. They're worried about the pressure in the eye. And also, they said Ropey's got to keep his heart rate down for the next 5 to 7 days. But with that in mind,
it could cause blood clots, maybe?
Yes. Okay. I'm honestly not sure about that. And then they said, or Jim Nill said, rather, I'd probably say he's out another week. We'll play it by ear and go from there. But obviously the concern was if you shattered your orbital bone or whatever the case might have been, you could be out significantly longer, if not miss the rest of the season. And luckily that is not the case. And you might see him again in a week. So that feels like a very positive update.
Yeah, if you're telling me that in about a week, you still have about a month and a half-ish, to set up for playoffs. If you're telling me that he gets to rest for a little bit and then start working his way back up, then that means he's ramping into the playoffs. And this is the best news. Kevin, when he went down initially, it was like, oh my gosh, dadgummit, this is going to be bad. We've seen dudes get hit in the face. We get it. But it could be even worse. You don't know. This is about the best news you could probably get out of this is he needs to take some time. And we are a very deep and loaded team.
That's true.
So we're going to be able to not even just tread water, but keep swimming without him for a little bit. And then he's going to have plenty of time to ramp back up with that front line whenever they're on their way to the playoffs.
Now, for Mikko Rantanen, I know there was already some excitement because Victory Plus announced that they set a record for viewership with Rantanen's debut with the Dallas Stars, had more than 165,000 digital-only viewers to watch Stars and Oilers. And as we just talked about with Ropey, a very noteworthy game.
Even at 9 o'clock at night?
I know. Tough to believe.
I can't believe that.
Let's go to, I think it's Rod Brind'Amour, the coach for Carolina, who... I'd not heard this before the trade deadline. Obviously, this will probably help make up your mind. Mikko Rantanen essentially telling them, hey, I don't want to play for your team.
There's not been one guy that has left here because they didn't like it here. That was except for Mikko, and he did not like it. When he showed up, he said, there's four teams I'll go play for. Well, you're not one of them. So there's 28 other teams he wasn't going to. And when the better question is, should we have known that before we signed him?
Right.
Or attempted to sign him? You know, Gensel was a totally opposite thing. We offered him the contract, we offered him at the end, he's here.
Right.
But we didn't, for whatever reason. That's a different conversation. And all the other guys that walked out of here at free agency, because they got paid a lot more money than we were offering, they all wanted to stay.
Right.
So Mikko was the only one that I've been associated with that said, I don't want to. this is not for me. And I think there's other circumstances on that. It's not because of the hockey. It's because I think his family, it wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And I appreciate that he let us know that. We probably should have known that before we made the deal. Maybe that changes how we go about things.
That I completely agree with him. How did you not know?
That's a good question.
I mean, shouldn't you call the agent and be like, hey, agent, we're about to get your player. And he should be like, hey.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen at all. I do believe that this came out. I heard this come out of Colorado. Something like this came out of Colorado as well. And currently we're being told Robert Tiffin on Twitter, Rantanen disputes this. So Rantanen's already said, no, that's not true. That being said, we get the benefit of it all.
Because he supposedly signed a contract about the same as the contract he wouldn't sign. And that goes directly opposite of what Brind'Amour just said in terms of he was like, nope, had to be something else besides the hockey. That could not have been what happened. And so...
But one of the first things that Mikko said whenever he arrived here was, I've been told that Dallas is a place that players want to play at.
True.
Like, I mean, so that is like, you know, the big question that you had about this, and, you know, I guess the jury's still out because we've only seen two games and he has one empty net goal aside from the other goal that he got. But the question was, is he going to even like being here?
Because
he went from Colorado to Florida and you're like, that dude doesn't, he's not the same player. So did he enjoy his time? Did he not like his time? He just wasn't comfortable there. Didn't like how they was being used. I'm very curious about that. But again, now he's a star. He seems to be happy. He seems to like the organization he's with. And I'll take that. I'll take that for sure as this team makes its way to the Cup.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like what he's done early on. It's just in Carolina, it seemed like he didn't really give a damn.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that will not be the case while we're here, and we'll just celebrate because he's going to be here for another 8 years after this. But you got to be stoked about what the Stars are doing right now. Clearly they are the best team in the Metroplex at this moment, especially with the Rangers getting ready to start. They might be the best team in hockey. They're at least the co-favorite in a lot of books to win the Stanley Cup. And I have caught Stanley Cup or bust fever. That might not be fair. That might be heading the expectations too high, but I think the Stars have got what it takes to win the Cup. And if they don't, I will be sad.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we go to the pitch and we bring to you FC Dallas forward, Logan Farrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well. Now, your nickname of the Big Dog, please tell me other people gave that to you and you didn't call yourself the Big Dog.
No, of course not. I did not call myself that. That was given to me. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
Do you remember how it was given to you?
Well, it actually started back when I was in college. There was a couple of us on our team that called each other Big Dogs just as a joke. And I think the social media team here got wind of it and they just kind of ran with it from there and it stuck.
Do you also bark at people on the pitch?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I just wanted to make sure.
That being said, though, you got a forward running down the field. He's coming at the net, and then all of a sudden, goalie hears him barking. That's got to be a little intimidating if that was to happen, though.
It might put him off a little bit. Maybe I should try that.
See?
Okay, we're helping.
Next match, let's go.
All right, now, speaking of your last match, this is why I would make a terrible teammate. You scored the only goal, and obviously y'all lost to the Chicago Fire. Do you go into the locker room and say, I did my job?
No, not at all. You win as a team, you lose as a team, no matter if you're on the field or not. Sometimes it's easy to think like that, but I think overall, like, these guys have had my back more than times than I can count, so I just got to do my job, and we win as a team, we lose as a team. It's as simple as that.
Were you surprised at all by how the home opener played out? Not to say that Chicago's not a good team or anything like that, but you guys had opened up heavy underdogs against Houston, got the win, had a draw against Colorado, and it felt like the stage was set for a really huge home opener.
Yeah, I agree. I think the first two games we played really well, especially with the new staff and a lot of new guys on the team. And I think that kind of was the feeling. There was like a tension in the air that we should come in and we should kind of have a little bit of a rout during the game. And to be honest, I think that the chances were there. I think for the first 70, 75 minutes, we were all over them. And we could have put maybe a couple more away than we did. And that would have changed the game and maybe we get 3 points. But I think overall we played pretty well for most of the game. If we can just carry that for 90 minutes, I think we'll be okay.
We talk a lot about this, Logan, about the comparison in sports and the physicality of each sport. I think Kevin and I both agree, like, in soccer, you got to be able to run. Conditioning is a key. But the physicality of the sport, where would you rank that part of it compared to other sports in the world?
That's a tough question. I think it's a good question, though, because I think a lot of people think that soccer is not a very contact sport or low contact, but a lot of things, if you're just watching the ball, you don't see a lot of off the ball fighting with defenders, or as you're running, someone's pushing you off the ball. So, but I would say it's definitely behind like football, hockey. Definitely above baseball and basketball. I would say maybe basketball's even with it.
Okay,
I'd say it's probably even with basketball, because I know basketball is pretty physical as well.
It didn't sound like you thought that for just a second, though.
I had to think about it. I haven't played in a while.
Okay, do you think another part, and this might just be my opinion here, do you think another part of sometimes why people don't think soccer is physical enough is if you get kicked in the shin, somebody will act like their leg has actually been sawed off?
That hurts, dude.
I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, but yeah, not every time a player is blown out his ACL when he falls to the ground.
No, I agree. I think there's a lot of extra stuff, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say I haven't done that before, because I have. But I agree. In the game, that definitely does some people, it turns them the wrong way. But I think the worst is when like people don't get touched and they act like they do. Yeah. That's the worst for me.
Which one hurts more, though, getting kicked in the shin or one of those razor scooters swinging around and hitting you in the shin?
Oof. I don't know. The razor scooter is pretty bad, to be honest.
It is terrible, Kevin.
Is that right?
Have you never been hit in the shin with a razor scooter?
I guess maybe
All right,
not.
That's what we're doing on Friday. We're bringing one up to the studio, and I'm going to get you.
Thanks.
That brings back memories from the childhood right there.
Yeah. It does. All right.
It does.
So I am curious, because of where you're from, are you a Packers fan?
I would say by association. To be honest, I'm not a big football fan.
Okay.
But by association, I will stand with my state.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Even though you play for FC Dallas, you don't want to defect to the Cowboys or anything like that?
No, I'm not going to defect. I'm not enough of a football fan to change teams.
Okay. Now, in terms of general...
Do you have a baseball team in Wisconsin?
Oh.
The Brewers in Wisconsin. I've been to quite a few Brewers games. Yeah. But also, again, I'm not a big baseball fan either.
Okay.
We like to ask athletes this sometimes when we get an opportunity. If you were like the chairman of all sports for some reason, is there any particular thing that you would like to change?
There is. I've thought about this, actually.
Okay.
It's not just one thing. It's a couple things, actually. But it's all in the same thing. I would have referees communication, like on the field, be broadcasted live. You can hear what referees are telling the players, and you can hear what the players are telling the referees. And then after the game, I think referees should have a press conference to be held like to similar standards as the players. Because I think that would, if people can hear everything you're saying to refs, yeah, I think a lot of abuse towards the refs would go away. But I also think refs would have to be held accountable at the same time.
Is there something that pops into your mind that you're like, I'm really glad that's not a thing yet, because I feel bad about these couple things that I said to a ref?
There's probably been a few times, but... In the past, I've gotten a lot better in the past couple of years about just kind of minding my own business, you know, just control what I can control. And I can't control the refs. So
now we talked about a disappointing home opener. You guys are back at home Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Toyota Stadium in Frisco. Can you give us a little scouting report for Vancouver or anything that you guys have been working on in training?
Yeah, I think Vancouver's had a hot start to the season. I know I just saw yesterday, I think, that they have the most touches in the box out of any team in the MLS so far. because they're very good at just putting crosses in the box. They fight a lot. They're very scrappy, and they get a lot of touches because they work very hard. They get a little bit of luck here and there, and that's how they create their goals. So I think a big thing for us going into this weekend is just being able to match their energy and have some fight in us and push back against them and not let them kind of get the luck. Well, don't let them make their own luck with those kind of touches.
They are 3-0-0, and I would like to see one of those O's, particularly the middle one, go away on Saturday night.
Me too. I think it's coming.
Oh, heck yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate the time, and whenever you want to start rooting for the Cowboys, just let us know.
Check back in a year.
Okay, all right, let's go. There we go. Logan Farrington, ladies and gentlemen, right here on 105.3 The Fan, Saturday night, 7:30 at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Dallas and Vancouver. Look, I've said this before, and I know we just had an FC Dallas player on, but I think Corey will back me up on this. FC Dallas is the best value in local sports, especially if you're bringing kiddos with
you.
Yeah. It is a blast.
Yeah, the entertainment, even before in pregame and stuff, is so much fun for the kids around there.
Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, Alec, I want to see if we can play Cut 14. This was Tyrese Halliburton. Yesterday, obviously, he had an amazing three-pointer, got the foul called. They won the game. But this is what he really wanted to talk about in the postgame.
Nobody's going to ask about my DX Pumas. No? I thought those were cool.
Something else. Tell us about
it. Do you know what DX is? Yeah, D-Generation X, you know the signal? I was gonna hit it tonight, but I don't want the fine, you know? I should have. I missed the moment right there. It would have been worth the 25 for sure. That would have been fire.
Now, Dawson, I feel like D-Generation X is from your time period of loving and watching wrestling.
Yeah.
Do you think he should have taken the $25,000 fine to give him the crotch chop after he hit the three, got the foul?
I mean, when he said it was worth it, my immediate thought was, how would you quantify that, right?
Yeah.
Is there social engagement from the pro wrestling world? They're going to become more Halliburton fans?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, and is that worth $25,000 for your brand?
Feels like
I would
a
hope
lot.
So.
Yeah. That is an incredible amount.
But yes, that's a lot. No, I would not think any sort of gesture would be worth $25,000. I think the most with like a superstar salary I could imagine seeing like whatever, you know, is $5,000.
Were you disappointed at all in the lack of immediate follow-up by the reporters who did not seem to know or care about what D-Generation X was?
I'm kind of getting used to it.
Okay.
You know, we're now at that age where we're going to be like, well, these kids don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
that is very
so it's
fair.
It's unfortunate, but yeah, you know, I'm kind of getting used to it. I'm embracing like being old man who likes classic rock.
Okay.
I'm steering in that direction.
And you can accept that the bands that you like are now designated as classic rock.
Yes. Yes. And they're even putting like other stuff that definitely shouldn't be classic rock in there now. Like I heard Wild Thing from Tone Loc on the classic rock station.
Oh,
the other day.
Man.
It's like, wow.
Now, Corey, what do you think is the most fascinating general story that's happening in sports right now?
Becoming a college general manager is the most coveted job in sports, and everybody wants to go do it right now.
So the latest example of that is the Celtics director of scouting is leaving the NBA to go become the general manager of Arkansas.
Yes.
What do you think about what is the appeal that's got so many people? Like, I know Steph Curry is like just doing it to help out the team and, you know, his school and everything. But this is somebody who's like, nah, I'll move careers.
I think it might be money that can't be traced. You know, I think that's the real reason.
Oh.
You don't have to account for all the money that exists in college sports. I don't know if that's true or not. I just said it.
Yeah, the NIL money's mine.
Yeah.
Tax-free, baby. Yeah. I don't really understand though why the college thing is such a fascination for like leaving the NBA to college. That feels a little weird. Like a Michael Lombardi doing it at UNC. I get it. He wasn't doing that. It wasn't like he left a GM position in the NFL to go do college. So I really don't understand that.
Woj does that.
I think it's the deal of building your own team. It's your own. It's
really
your own
control factor.
Yeah, your own stamp. Is it now, this guy for Boston? Was he assistant director? What was he?
Oh, I thought he was actually the director of scouting. Maybe he was.
Okay, so he's not the general manager.
Right.
True. He's the director of scouting.
That is true.
He's kind of a guy that's Jim Nagy just left the Senior Bowl.
Yes.
To go run Oklahoma. It's really these programs now, especially in college, have turned into professional teams. Mm-hmm. So you can do with the money, you know, you get the players. You actually, if your team's not good enough, you could go steal players from other teams. You know, there's a lot of things you can do now with that general manager's title. It's a pretty lucrative business.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Just a guy who's a director. I mean, if he's just a director of scouting.
Right, this is a promotion for him.
Yeah, he's probably the fourth guy at the Celtics right now. And so now he gets to run his own program.
Yeah, as a lucrative business, I would imagine you're now able to be highest bidder for this gentleman's services. It just happens to be going to college.
Right. You know? That is an interesting perspective.
And is this family guy.
All Arkansas sports, or is this just the basketball? Because he's a basketball guy, yeah. So they have different GMs for different sports.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Like football for Oklahoma.
Think about just the job opportunity, how that's opened up. Like all these guys that aspired to be professional general managers that maybe never would have actually
never
got that chance.
There's only so many of those jobs.
Never get
there. Yes, that's the thing about it is, you're sitting there thinking, well, my path right now, I've been probably passed over a couple of times. I'm not getting any interviews. You know, you kind of like, well, this gives me an opportunity to kind of prove and get paid. Like, you know, with Arkansas, you think about all the money that they have with the Walmart family, the Tyson Food family.
J.B. Hunt.
J.B. Hunt. Yeah. All these mm-hmm. billionaire Arkansas supporters, you know, he could go out and with that coach there, they could go out and get some legitimate players. Matter of fact, I think that like one of the top players I saw on ESPN, maybe he's the top four, his first visit is to Arkansas. You know, so we'll see.
Now, in the college basketball space, you asked Broadus, and I thought it was a good question. Are we to the real conference tournaments now? Are you invested in conference tournaments? Because I think this time of year is
now that Arkansas guy said I shouldn't care. The Arkansas coach said this is not important to me.
Don't care.
What he came back and said was, I think it's as important is, do you find a way to get a better seat?
Because he could find a way to get bumped into not getting a bye and having to play in that first four.
Yeah, I think that to me that what the fascinating one, and I wish this goes back to history, the Connecticut run that time, they were one of the first in the Big East tournament, that group. That was
Kemba Walker.
They won five games in
exactly.
5 days.
That was, MSG. That was incredible. So the tournament does matter in that regard, but I'm interested to see with Calipari what he said, like, this doesn't matter. What matters is the big tournament. And I'm like, I don't know, man. It
definitely matters. Like Georgia won the SEC tournament several years ago. They had to win the tournament or they're not getting in.
Yes. Yeah. And like Arkansas is in a situation, I don't think they'll get bumped out of the tournament, but if they were to lose their first game, I could see them playing in like one of the play-in games.
That's a lot to keep track of. I like to just keep an eye on it, scan it.
Okay.
You know, look for great players, look for storylines I'm going to want to be aware of here as we get into the tournament.
And unfortunately, one of the teams with two of the best prospects, Rutgers, is not going to make the tournament.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
They might have two of the top five or six picks.
I think we need to fire our coach at Rutgers then.
Tune into the NIT maybe.
Yeah, that feels fair.
Need a new GM up there.
And if you take any interest in this Notre Dame and North Carolina game, if North Carolina loses, their season is over. They're not going to make the tournament if they don't win this game.
See, I like these kind of storylines.
Okay. North Carolina won. Didn't they win the thing like 3-4 years ago? In North Carolina, weren't they national champs?
They lost in the finals.
Oh, finals?
3 years ago.
Okay. Because
that was the year that they ended Coach K's career in the Final Four, first time they ever played.
There you go.
And then they lost in the finals and gave up a huge lead.
So you're saying that Hubert Davis is on the hot seat here?
I don't know if he is, but like this has been a terrible ACC and they've not been very good. So maybe he should be. I don't know how much far removed from making it to a championship game you get some slack. Maybe not at North Carolina.
I've seen some Tar Heel fans don't like the way he recruits. Like he's kind of out of touch right now with the way that other schools are doing it. So maybe some powerful alumni push him out of there.
And then have you guys had a chance to look at the Big 12 court?
and does it drive you insane?
Is it the same quarter as the women's?
Yes.
The women's
we were talking about the other day.
Is that a honeycomb? What are we doing
it's
there?
It's Louis Vuitton.
I hate it.
It's the Louis V bag that they're playing on. It looks awful.
I don't care for it. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
I like a traditional court myself, Hagee. Yes. You know, some of these are just playing tricks in my eyes. I can't really focus on the basketball.
It's XII all over the court. Yeah.
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Right out of the gates here, former offensive player of the year has been released. Will the Cowboys have interest?
Okay. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Night, Kevin.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.